Last night I watched Black Rain starring Michael Douglas and Andy Garcia, directed by the great Ridley Scott. I know I've talked about it previously on the pod. I wanted to get into it a little deeper here. I want to talk about the great, amazing, sumptuous cinematography from Jan de Bont, or by Jan de Bont. I also think Ridley Scott has a lot to do with the look of his movies. And his movies have this sort of indelible Ridley Scott look to them. And this movie is definitely no exception. It's gorgeous to look at. The whole thing seems to be soaked in or clouded by cigarette smoke. Everybody seems to be smoking. Michael Douglas always seems to have a cigarette in his mouth. And I love the way it looks. I love the wet streets. And the wet concrete. It's very film noir. It's a neo-noir, truly. And there's a scene in this movie where, and this is a huge spoiler, but Andy Samberg, oh my god, Andy Garcia's character is killed. And as I'm watching it, or right when it happened, when the scene happened, I just thought this is one of the greatest things that I've ever seen in my entire life. It was just so fucking cool, the way the blade comes out and then it's skimmed along the pavement in this sort of parking garage structure, and sparks fly from it, and then Andy Garcia's head is sliced off. And the scene is incredible, and it reminded me of, it's a Cliff Booth situation. It reminded me of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the Spawn Ranch scene where Cliff Booth's character could have died in that scene, and it would have made narrative sense. So you get to this scene, and all of a sudden it hits me. Holy shit. Andy Garcia's character could die in this scene. Charlie is his name. Charlie could die in this scene, and it would make dramatic sense. And then he did die. And I was a little sad, but I was ready for it. And as I said, it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen, so I couldn't be too sad about it, because it was just so fucking cool and cinematic, the way it's done, the way it's shot, the way it's acted, all of it. The guy who kills him is, like, really cool, badass. The whole movie is fucking cool and sleek and about surfaces. And the Michael Douglas character I thought was interesting, because he was an anti-hero. He's an asshole. You're always waiting for him to blow his lid. He's a loose cannon. At one point, you know he's going to fuck this guy up. He says, "Hey, sweetheart," goes up to this guy. They're in this apartment. These Yakuza guys, these criminals, have duped them by impersonating police officers. And he finds one of the guys, and you just know he's going to fuck him up. But it's just like, how is it gonna happen? And it's so different from today's cinema, where the main character has to be likable. Everybody has to be likable. Michael Douglas's character is not likable, but he's entertaining. He is interesting to a certain extent, but it's more just, he's a character. He's somebody that you want to keep watching. He's sort of funny, but he's also sort of an asshole, or maybe a total asshole. And I don't know. I can't think of another word to describe it. He's just entertaining. You just want to keep watching him. So that's the Michael Douglas character. Definitely an anti-hero. That's the cinematography. At one point I just thought, oh shit, this looks like Blade Runner. And it was this one shot before, this is the sequence before the death of Charlie sequence. When they're in the club and they're having a great time. And I just thought about Ridley Scott's cinema and how his movies are big and sprawling. And certainly early on in his career, there always seemed to be a director's cut for everything. Blade Runner, Legends. I don't know if there's a director's cut of Black Rain, but it's almost like he had this big vision that couldn't be contained within a 2-hour running time, or within whatever the expectations were of the studio. But I feel like he did begin to rein it in more here, even if it's still a sprawling vision, which to me is a good thing. The movie is slightly xenophobic towards Japan, but I also think it's like this beautiful, interesting portrait of Japan. And what I was saying was just I love the shots of the neon and the Tokyo streets. Nobody shoots Tokyo like Ridley Scott and Jan de Bont in this movie, who later went on to direct Speed in the 90s. This is from the 80s. I think it's 86. I'm not sure. I'd have to check the year. So, which would make it his fourth movie after Legend. And right now it's my fourth favorite, actually. Fifth. Duelists. Fifth movie. Duelists isn't top four. Top four is Blade Runner, Alien, Legend, Black Rain right now. Traditionally it was Gladiator, but I'm digging on Black Rain. I loved it last night. Ridley Scott did get into character work more here with this one. His other movies had been genre experiments. This is still a genre movie. It's a cop movie, action movie, kind of a thriller, crime, Yakuza movie. It's Ridley Scott doing his Yakuza movie, which is really fucking cool. It's also sort of like his Year of the Dragon, the Michael Cimino movie. In some ways, I think it's actually superior, even though it never achieves the height of that one scene in Year of the Dragon, the bar scene. So, yeah, he's getting into character work here a bit more. I think you could argue The Duelists has some of that. I think all of his movies definitely get into character and have character work, but Alien is sci-fi horror, Blade Runner is the greatest science fiction movie ever made. Legend is this fantasy. I mean, it's this movie is so much. You think about this compared to Legend, it's Legend is literally a fantasy movie. It takes place in a fantasy world. By the way, I just ordered the Arrow Blu-ray, so you'll be hearing about that on a special upcoming episode of Video Nasties. This is Black Rain is much more gritty. Much more gritty, much more realistic. Michael Douglas plays this kind of real character. He's this cop, but he's got this kid, and he's divorced his wife, but he's got alimony payments to make, so it really is kind of like a transition into something different for Ridley Scott, and it's very slick and well made. Definitely a big Hollywood movie, but it's, you know, a big studio movie, but it's his vision. It's unmistakably Ridley Scott's vision. So that's Black Rain. I'm sure there's more I wanted to say about it, but I can't think of it right now. I'll be back soon. Peace for now. Just to clarify one thing, when I say that the movie is a bit xenophobic toward Japan, I really mean that the character who Michael Douglas plays is xenophobic towards Japan. He doesn't want to be there. He isn't happy about it. But the movie does paint sort of a strange portrait of Tokyo as almost post-apocalyptic in a way. That's extreme, that's hyperbole, but just in the way that Blade Runner paints a kind of post-apocalyptic vision, or paints a portrait, that sort of portrait of Los Angeles, Black Rain paints it of Tokyo. To a far lesser degree, let me be clear. It's not future Tokyo, but it's kind of shot that way. Also, Michael Douglas was, I believe, a producer on the movie, which makes it even more sort of interesting and funny that he plays an asshole in it. But he's an asshole who you can sort of sympathize with.